This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
So if I do this with my hand,
please don't do that. Please, just don't do that. Okay. Just don't do that.
Is this what we do whenever I want you to come into the conversation?
Unbelievable, man. Unbelievable. That Rayola kid all of a sudden doing that thing last night with his hand that Patrick Mahomes does. This guy really wants to be Patrick Mahomes.
Hell
and
yeah.
The whole internet saw it last night, too, because somebody DM'd me. I saw it this morning. They're like, oh, my God, look at this. He's doing the give me the play. And the walk into Arrowhead last night. My goodness. I mean, he couldn't have looked any more like Patrick Mahomes if he didn't try to look like Patrick Mahomes last night.
Doppelganger, baby.
I didn't play like Patrick Mahomes, but everything else was pretty much Patrick Mahomes last night.
If you could look like any athlete, who would you, which athlete in current time would you want to look like?
I mean, I think the answer's obvious, right?
Jack Caglione?
No, no. I was going to say Dontari Poe, but no, but seriously.
Oh, nice.
You get to throw a touchdown pass in the NFL, right?
Yeah, like, but your play that you're ever famous for is called Hungry Pig,
yeah,
right?
Big Pig or something. Yeah. No, it would be Travis Kelce. I mean,
that's
like
a solid one.
You know, Travis, I would say, is not the best looking of the athletes, but he's it, you know, like he's him.
And, Rico and so Suave. That would be,
yeah, very much so. Just cool in all sorts of facets. So.
Rico Suave was impersonating someone the whole time as well.
Oh, he was?
Yeah, it wasn't him singing.
Oh, no, it wasn't?
He was on that Milli Vanilli train.
He was on Milli Vanilli was the lip syncers.
Yeah, I think Rico Suave was, too.
Was he? Really? That was back
and
in the 80s.
Shaggy really doesn't have a Jamaican accent.
What?
Yeah. You knew that.
No.
Come on.
No, I don't think that I did know that. Oh, my.
Yeah, he sings like, hey, man, you come from down from Jamaica. And then you hear talk, he's like, yeah, we had a really good album the other day.
That's awesome, man.
What?
Well, it's like when the British invasion happened, right? And you hear them singing and it doesn't sound like they're British. And then they start, any English artist, really, still to this day, Kramer's laughing. He's in for Mac today. But it's true. Like when you see the British invasion, you listen to the music, it doesn't sound British. And then they talk and they're British. You're like, oh, that's cool.
It's like when you find out those actors are British, but they're in all the American TV shows. It's like, whoa. I thought you were speaking English here. But it's that type of English.
Yeah,
all right.
Right. Like you all of a sudden you have, whoa, you're pretty good.
We call that old English.
There we go. Old English. Yes. Yeah. OE, baby. Yeah. Old English. Was that an aftershave back in the day? Old English?
No, that's a malt liquor.
Is that the malt liquor? Yeah, is it the malt liquor? Old English?
Oh, okay. Yeah. You never played Edward 40 Hands?
No.
Oh, my.
I think I've had like malt liquor like maybe once or I remember there was a time specifically, and I was probably in my early days of working in radio, and I for whatever reason, I remember it like it was nobody's business. They used to sell this malt liquor called Camo beer. Do you remember the Camo beer back in the day?
No, I could never see it.
No, that's exactly right. Right. And it was at Quick Trip, and there was a gentleman that I used to work with, and he was kind of looked like a question mark. And
you
he was always like,
Trip?
No.
Oh.
And he said, get the Camo beer. I'm like, all right, I'll try the Camo. And it was terrible. And I think it was right next to the old English and whatnot. And I was like, I'm not going to try that either.
So you're not familiar with Edward 40 Hands?
Mm-mm.
You're familiar with Edward Scissorhands?
Yeah, of course. Okay. Yeah.
Are you familiar with Edward 40 Hands?
Yes, I am.
I have.
Yes, I have.
Yeah. You've partaken in this game. So basically how we did it is we took, we went to the gas station. We wrote down like every beer that you could get in a 40 ounce. So there's Bud Light, there's Miller Light, there's Budweiser. Yeah. Those are like, you know, picks 1, 2, and 3 in a fantasy draft.
Mm-hmm.
That's not how we do it. We took all the beer on tabs and put them in a hat and shuffled them through and you drew. And one of them was like Old English. Ugh. One of them was, what was it? Colt 45.
Well, Colt 45 is what I was thinking of. The Billy D. Williams commercials back in the day with Colt 45 were money in the bank, man.
So what you did is you drew your 2 40-ounce names, and then you held them in your hand, and somebody who didn't participate duct taped your hands to the 40 ounces, and you couldn't get rid of them until you finished them. So you had 80 ounces of beer. I mean, imagine having to pee.
Doesn't happen. I had to pee yesterday on my walk. I can't imagine what it would have been like having 80 ounces of malt liquor in
here. So the one and only time I played, I did get Old English and Budweiser, and I was wrecked the rest of the night because it was so heavy.
Yeah.
I was like 22 years old. We played at my buddy's house because we didn't have anything to do. We didn't want to go out. So we were like, let's just try it and see how fun it is. Terrible game.
That sounds awful.
I use Bud Light. I can only imagine using the heaviest.
Having Bud Light is one thing, right? That's fine. That's a light beer. You can get 40 ounces of 3 beers at the end of the day, mm-hmm. But to have like Old English or like, what was the other stuff that they used to, Mickey's and stuff you ever have Mickey's and that kind of crap? I mean, there is some bad stuff out there, man.
I don't like chewing my alcohol.
That's what it's like. You're 100% right. It tastes like you have to chew it down to get this stuff into your system. I'm like, Bud Heavy has kind of become that for me too. And I used to love Bud Heavy.
Same. Right? I love it now. I drink it.
A king of beers, baby. Like Bud Heavy was always good for me. And now I'm like, it's because I'm getting older.
It's a great lake beer.
Yeah, it is. It is.
The white can with the red label. It's a good lake beer.
Yeah, it's just a good beer all around. But I'm like, now it's just too much for me. I'm approaching that 50-year mark where it's just tough to drink bubbles.
Yeah, now it's just vodka soda on ice with a lime.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing wrong with that.
Or just kick the soda to the curb sometimes.
Yeah, depending on how the kids are acting.
That's exactly right. Depending on how the day went, right?
I'll be back.
Yeah.
Last night, we did get that game in Arrowhead.
What a great atmosphere it ended up being out there. You know, I was talking to somebody yesterday, and they said sold out in minutes, and that's why we didn't hear any advertising on it. And everywhere I went yesterday was Nebraska fans. I mean, they took over this town. They were at restaurants. They were at stores. I mean, everywhere you could possibly be. So thank you, Lincoln, Nebraska, for coming down and packing Arrowhead last night. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I think that the game of excitement or what we were expecting kind of fell short. Yep. Maybe I'm wrong on this. I mean, shout out to Nebraska for winning that game. Big win to start your season off. Raiola played well, but it lacked excitement. I mean, it was 3-3, it was 6-3, mm-hmm. then it was 13-3, and then it was 13-6, whatever. It just never really kind of sold what was being sold, I guess, in my opinion. And I think what I realized yesterday is that for college football, we just need to get to the SEC games and the Big Ten games, which I know that was a Big Ten game for Nebraska, but they're not the upper echelon Big Ten. They're not Michigan. They're not Ohio State. They're not Penn State. You know, the big teams that are actually like in bowl contention. Maybe Nebraska gets it in the year. I don't know.
But Nebraska's probably a second tier team now in the Big Ten, I would imagine.
Which is fine. And, you know, we'll see where their fate lies out throughout the season and how much better the sophomore Raiola gets, because he'll still have one more year of football. He's still growing as an athlete. Looked pretty good last night. But I don't know, man. The Dublin game in Ireland with K-State and Iowa State, yes, weather was not great, so that kind of, you know, poo-pooed on the game.
Yeah.
But it kind of lacked a little bit.
Oh, it lacked a lot. Yeah.
It was very slow, very eh.
But that's where we are, though, Dusty, too, because I was thinking about this. Like, we don't embrace defense anymore, right? If there's a defensive game, we call it a sloppy game. That's kind of the way we're wired now because of offense being in the NFL. But I'm not discounting these couple of games at the beginning of the season. And I'm sure Binkley's already texted us. This is why you need preseason in college football, because you get these games that are kind of stinkers like this, you know, at the beginning of the year, because guys are trying to figure things out, you know.
But for sure, and I think that, you know, you got, and it was week zero, this is the start of week one. The Missouri game was what, 61-6, something like that. Like they blew their team out.
Yeah,
but I mean, that's Central Arkansas home. Mm-hmm. But this was Cincinnati, Nebraska in Arrowhead. The game before that was K-State, Iowa State, Big 12 matchup, two ranked teams in Dublin, Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
Both games, I thought, from what they were sold out to be, kind of fell flat.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, we're gonna get to tomorrow. And we're going to get the slate of...
Are you worried?
About... I will say this. I don't think I'm going to bet any overs.
Yeah.
Both unders have hit so far in the big games that we've been sold to. Last night, the over-under, I think, was like 51.5. It definitely hit the under, 20-17. Iowa State, Kansas State was 51.5. That hit the under. Now, obviously, Iowa State kneeled out to the end of the game. So brutal, you know, I guess we'll call that a front door cover in that game. But what I'm not worried about is that I am going to trust the SEC teams to kind of deliver what they are, which we all know. And I know it's annoying to say because this is Big 12 country, a little bit of Big 10 country. But for Mizzou fans who are in the SEC, they kind of know this all too well because the SEC is what sells. The SEC is what moves the college football needle. And those are the teams that, you know, we're going to go into Saturday. It's going to be Texas, Iowa State, or Texas and Ohio State. Later on in the day, you get Clemson, LSU. You get Miami, Notre Dame. And, you know, Alabama, Florida State, whatever, if you want to call that a big game as well. But like,
that's featuring Alabama and Florida. Those are marquee names. That's a big game. Yeah.
Right. And
yeah,
those are not all SEC schools, but they're all SEC schools in those games. And I think Saturday will kind of help cure what was kind of a letdown of hype in these games. Because last night's ambiance was great. The Big Four were in the suite with Patrick, Brittany, Travis, and Taylor. Plus a lot of Chiefs players were up there as well. I think I saw Pacheco.
Trey Smith was definitely up there.
I think Chris Jones might have been in the house.
Who picked up the tab on that suite?
Taylor.
You think so?
Or Travis.
Probably Travis because it's Cincinnati. I say, it's your school. You're paying for this.
And they were on the field. Mahomes is there on the field talking to Raiola's parents. It was all cool. And then the game happened. You're like, this will get going soon, right? Like, it'll, like, and you kind of had, like, you know, the withdrawals that you had in the K-State-Iowa State game, which, again, I will give weather credit, the field conditions credit to that being kind of a pit of slop. But this game, I mean, last night was beautiful in Kansas City.
Yeah, it was a great night for football, man. I sat outside for the first half of that game. It couldn't have been any better from a weather standpoint. Like, if you were at that game last night, you didn't want that thing to end, man.
And then
it was
about
9:15,
it was halftime, and you're like, you know what? This didn't really tickle my fancy.
Yeah, and that's when I went to bed.
I need some action. You didn't get any action.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, the guys in Vegas, they know what they're doing. I was on the Underdog app yesterday and had Raiola. I took him over the 245.5 passing yards. He had 243 yesterday. I mean, it just shows you. They know exactly, you know, what they are doing. But no, I think this has been the appetizer for a lot of people. I think we were kind of casually entered back into football last weekend, casually entered back into it last night. And I think tomorrow at noon, 11 o'clock our time.
KU Wagner doesn't do it for you
really
tonight.
Really doesn't. Okay. No, probably not going to carve out time for that. Okay. But I understand. Look, teams need a preseason type of game, I guess, to do this kind of stuff. But as a fan, I am not interested in that at all. And as a Missouri fan last night, like if you went to support your team, obviously, but you're not getting all geeked up for the Central Arkansas 61-6 game type of thing. And that's kind of the deal KU should do with Wagner, and North Dakota and K-State are taking on each other as well this weekend. So you kind of got those floater games in there. But I'm glad the SEC is moving to 9 conference games and then requiring everybody to play one of those big time games with a cross power four school, because look, that's what we want. I think this weekend's going to be a lot of fun from a football standpoint. At least I'm hoping so. You've got Texas, you've got Ohio State, you've got two premier programs going out there. I think Cincinnati is probably a mid to lower Big 12 team. And I think right now Nebraska's kind of a mid Big 10 team. They're not up there with the big boys, but if that's anything that's indicative of how Nebraska's going to play all season long and what they're going to do, their fan base is not going to be happy, because they struggled with a mid to below average, I think anyway, I could be wrong, Cincinnati football team last night. If you're going to be playing with the big boys in the Big 10, Nebraska's got to play a lot better than what they did last night.
No doubt about it. We'll dive more into college football a little bit later on today, because this weekend slate is nasty, including a Sunday night evening game at 6:30, which is the Notre Dame-Miami game.
Yeah.
So we'll get into that as well as other news that broke yesterday. But we come back with the guy that is, well, finally been stood up to. That is Jerry Jones. He finally lost. We'll have some fun with that on the other side here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
Hey, boy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yo, man.
On your home for Kansas City sports, 96.5, The Fan.
I apologize once again to the texters. If you're texting, I appreciate it, but our boss has rigged the system. We cannot log in. We've been banned. Yesterday he got it logged in, like right when he got here, and we didn't have it till 9:30. So hopefully we have it by the out of left field question at 7:45. If not, we will call an audible. We've been pretty good at doing that lately. But welcome into Fesco and Dusty. Bob Fesco, Dusty Liggins, Kramer with you today. The Crame Dog.
What's up?
What's up, bro?
What's up, dude?
What's up?
You figuring out things back there, all right?
I'm trying. Good. And I'll tell you what. I haven't been with you guys in what? I haven't been with you, Bob, in like 3 or 4 years.
Been a while, but I see you every day.
That's true, exactly. Yeah. But you know what? It's nice to be back.
It's nice to see you.
Nice seeing you, too.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, okay. There's Cardinals jersey over there?
Not really, okay. But you know, each to his own. Like, I'm never going to get mad at somebody because they're a fan of a team. I'm not going to be that guy in the upper deck at Arrowhead that wants to throw punches because you've got a Cardinal jersey on.
Thankfully.
I mean, I don't like it.
Have you gone to Arrowhead with the Raiders jersey on yet?
I have. Okay. I have back in 2020 or 2021, I want to say.
2020, so you went during COVID when nobody was there.
No, it wasn't during COVID. I think it was the year after. It was 19.
Oh, it was before COVID. Okay.
Yes. It was the 50-6 game.
Oh, you went to that one.
Yeah, I went to that game.
Okay, that was a fun game. I was at that game, too.
Yeah. I left in the third.
You stayed that long?
Yeah, I left
because you could have left with 3 minutes gone in the first quarter, you know?
You know what? I should have left sooner because it took forever getting out of that parking
lot. Oh, it's terrible. You don't have to worry about that much longer, I don't think. But anyway, you know, so yeah, you lose the Cardinal jersey. Joe Buck even went off on the Cardinals on social media yesterday.
Yeah, I saw that. I mean, no one's going to the games. I've seen that. But I also wore a Cardinals, like, red, because I don't have anything Chiefs related. I went to a game last year, so like, I want to blend in a little bit, wear some red, wore my Cardinal stuff, and still got called out saying, hey, this isn't it a baseball game. Like,
yeah, it's true.
It's red.
Yeah, turn it inside out next time. Nobody will know, right? Wear it inside out. So you spilled mustard on it in the parking lot.
Yeah. You know, whatever. Or just live your life.
Yeah, just do you. Yeah.
I'm doing me always, baby.
Yeah, do whatever you want to do.
You're not supposed to be wearing that shirt. Okay, thank you.
Yes. You shouldn't know this type of music. It was out before you were born. Well, here we are.
Oh, no, you've had people say, God.
I'm pretty proud of my music dictionary. Like, I go back to, like, Motown, play that, like, you know, listen to,
obviously. People ask me what I like. I said, just good music. There's nothing in particular, right?
You're too young to know Fleetwood Mac is.
Why do people say that? You're too young to know Fleetwood Mac? No, you know good music.
Man.
I like that guy. That guy would be fun at parties.
Well, it's always weird, too, because, like, my dad would always tell me, he's like, oh, late 70s, there wasn't anybody more hotter than Stevie Nicks. Mm-hmm. And, like, all I ever saw Stevie Nicks was, like, of, like, what she was, like, basically, like, now. And I was like, really? And then I'll go on like Twitter and it'll be like 70s picks. And it's like Stevie Nicks in the front. Man, I'm like, I get it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, yeah, I get it. Hell yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you do.
I like Farrah Fawcett. I look at Farrah Fawcett. I'm like, really? This lady was hot? Yeah. And my stepdad's like, dude, every guy had this poster on their ceiling. I'm like, really? He goes, and everybody had the Playboy too.
Yeah, they did. Everybody did have that one, right? Even in Shawshank, right? Like they had her on the wall. So
who was the first girl? Marilyn right now?
Oh, it was.
It was a girl, then it was Marilyn, then it was Farrah, right?
It was probably Betty White.
No, it was not. I wish it was Betty White, man.
Betty, I wish.
Now I'm going to have to think about that, who that was. God, that's going to
drive me. Faye Dunaway?
No. It'll drive
we'll
me
get to it.
Yeah, we'll figure it out eventually.
Sorry the text line's not open to help us out. Yeah. I'm sure that name is just going nonstop.
Crazy, yeah.
But somebody who is not Andy Dufresne but might be Andy Insane is Jerry Jones. Yesterday, the news that came out was that Micah Parsons got traded to Green Bay. And I mean, it was like the Tyreek Hill trade, man. There was like all of a sudden a bunch of news going out that the Cowboys and Micah could not agree to a contract. And now the Cowboys are listening to teams. And I'm not even blanking you. It was like an hour later. I got it. You got it. We both sent it at the same time. Micah to Green Bay. And the first thing that sticks into my mind is, holy cow, somebody finally stuck it to Jerry.
That's where I was, too. Jerry Jones finally got his last night.
That was
the bully finally being defeated last night. Because I can't remember. Maybe you can, Kramer. You have a better brain than both of us. Mm-hmm. When did Jerry Jones ever lose one of these battles where he didn't get the player that he wanted to get and have him a member of the Dallas Cowboys? I don't know that it's ever happened, quite frankly. You know, all the big names have always re-signed with the Dallas Cowboys, and Micah Parsons finally said, I'm just not doing it for the money that you want to offer. Playing for the Dallas Cowboys isn't worth taking exponentially less money just for the right to play for a middling team. And that's what the Dallas Cowboys are. Now you get the opportunity to go to Green Bay. All of a sudden, they're the favorites to win everything. I mean, it's gone crazy with the odds and the Packers. But I'm glad somebody finally stood up to Jerry Jones. And if he really is a man about all of this, he'll look into the mirror and realize, my run has come to an end. This should signify and symbolize the run of Jerry Jones as general manager and football decider, roster decision maker. This should be the moment where everybody goes, Jerry, you done good, but it's time now for you to hire somebody as general manager and come in here and run this organization.
This was Jerry Jones's presser yesterday after the news broke.
When I offered Micah the contract that I offered him back in April, he flew in from out of the country, wanted to come right in. I said no.
So remember that when he says that, when I offered Micah a contract back in April.
Get you a night's sleep and come on in the next day. When I did that, we offered him a contract to come play for the Dallas Cowboys, and it was a good one.
I bet it was.
Okay. Now, it was more guaranteed than what I've been reported that was here now. And nothing in the world am I criticizing Micah about at all. That was every bit his right. And Micah's never been anything but so pleasant for me to be around. I want to be real clear about it, not that it implies that it's not. Things are good here. Things are good here. We have just decided that it was in the best interest of our team to take the consideration that we have. We appreciate his 4 years. But we can take that consideration and we can win in our minds more than had we gone the other route and signed him. That's not a negative on Micah. That's just unique to our circumstances.
Were there any trade discussions prior to the draft regarding Micah?
Trade discussions with who?
With other teams regarding Micah.
No.
So
no.
Could you have done something then?
We had him. But we didn't have them with anybody else.
The draft's in April, by the way, when we were talking to Micah personally.
Right, it was at the end of the month. This was at the beginning of the month.
I got you.
But, oh, you mean a day earlier or what?
I mean,
I watched the whole press conference for the most part yesterday.
I don't know how you made it through.
That's what my wife said. What are you doing? And I'm like, yeah. I can't get away. Like, if the NFL were to sell streaming rights to Jerry Jones press conferences, they would probably make money. It was the Gong Show watching this thing yesterday.
It's very weird. Very odd.
I mean, and this is the beauty of the box. So, like, every Dallas station had this thing on. And they all just kept going away from it, right? Like, every Dallas station was like, we got to get back to Family Feud. We got to get back to Wheel of Fortune.
That station was laughing at the end of his press conference.
Oh, yeah, yeah. it was really bad. Like, yeah, you're right. One of them did cut away, and they're kind of chuckling. All right, we're going to get away from this now. And, like, they bailed. And each station started to fall off. Fox Dallas, Channel 4 down there, was the last one that continued on with this press conference. So I just kept flipping channels because I wanted to see this thing. This was a circus. And I don't know what to make of anything that he said. And you know, he made the comment in that things are good here, right? Like, on the surface, me saying, you know, that's a bad trade. I don't know that it's a bad trade per se. It's a bad trade because if I'm a Dallas Cowboy fan, I don't trust that Jerry Jones is going to take those two first round draft picks and make them count for this organization, because what we've seen out of Jerry Jones for the better part of the last decade and a half is that he's not really good at making these football decisions. If Brett Veach was down there and had two first round draft picks, you would be ecstatic. Like, if the Chiefs traded whoever and got those two first round draft picks in return, we would feel confident. We're going to be good. We're going to be fine because we've got proof that it's going to work out here in Kansas City. If you're a Dallas fan and you just traded one of your best players and got two first round draft picks in return, and you know Jerry Jones is the guy making those picks or decisions of what to do with those picks, how do you feel good as a Dallas fan today? You traded a player and you don't know what you're going to get in return, and odds say it's probably not going to be very good because Jerry stinks.
I think what I took away from it yesterday was, like, that was the beginning of the end of the Jerry era.
It has to be.
And because, A, like I said, this is like the first time that I can remember where somebody actually stuck it to Jerry and actually did what they wanted to do, which was leave. Like, we saw last preseason, Micah Parsons walking in with the Bucky's Nuggets or whatever he was smashing, looked good. And then he's just laying on the equipment table like, dude, get me out of here.
Jerry claimed he didn't even see that, too.
Probably not.
They asked him, they said, he was laying, I didn't see that. I saw a picture afterwards. How did you not see? The whole world saw that.
And I think that when you look at Micah Parsons going to Green Bay, that just made Green Bay that much better. And when you trade first-round picks, they got two first-round picks and defensive tackle from Green Bay for Micah Parsons and picks. And I believe, like, a second round.
We're talking about a defensive tackle that has, like, 37 and a half career sacks, too.
Yeah. And Micah Parsons, who got traded from Dallas, where Jerry said, this makes our team better. Well, he had 52 and a half sacks in 4 years. He's fourth all-time in your franchise history. Fourth all-time in Dallas history. And he's played for 4 years. That does not make your team better. That also is a terrible time for a huge trade like that. Like, this is a trade that when you go back to the press conference and hear what they're asking them, this is a trade you make before the draft starts.
Absolutely. You don't do this a week before the season.
Because now if Green Bay is going to get exceptionally better, which Green Bay, we've always said, is kind of like one of those fringe-like teams. Like, if Jordan Love pans out and Josh Jacobs is still pretty good at running back and Matt LaFleur is who he is, Green Bay could get back to that area, because that's the team that just whipped Dallas's ass a couple years ago in the playoffs.
No,
Jordan Love
time.
Had his, like, moment.
Right.
And now you've traded to them, which means that first round pick, yeah, you're going to probably be bad this year. I would say I'd bet the under in Dallas's wins.
It went from 7.5 to 7, I think, for Dallas with
Sweet.
Wins now.
They took away the hook. So you can push at 7. And you'll get a decent pick if you're not that great. But, I mean, you still have Dak and CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens. That offense should be okay. It should be decent. But you just lost your defensive guru / your G on defense, and he goes to Green Bay, which makes that team better, which means that first-round pick that Green Bay is going to have is going to be in the, you know, late 20s, maybe, yeah, if they're that good of a team. The North is insanely good, obviously, with Minnesota, Detroit, Green Bay, and Chicago. But again, like, this is one of those moves where, like, if this is the family, you know, you have the closed-door meeting where dad's not around.
Right.
And you're like, look, guys, that was a huge player. That is a could-be potential Hall of Fame defensive end, edge rusher, Micah Parsons, one of the top three defensive players in the NFL, and we just traded him for two first-round picks to Green Bay. This isn't the 90s, Jerry, where you trade Herschel Walker to Minnesota and you land Troy, Michael, and Emmett. Like, that's not that trade. And now somebody like CeeDee Lamb, who had to go through all these shenanigans, who stayed. Dak Prescott, all the shenanigans, and stayed, and let Jerry do all this talking, all this stuff. Finally, somebody said enough is enough, and it's time for a change. Shout out Owen Hart. But, like, that's what just happened yesterday with Micah Parsons. He goes to Green Bay, and Dallas fans around the world are going, okay, enough of being in denial and hanging on to the 90s. We are now the laughingstock of the NFL. That's with Cleveland, with Carolina, with New Orleans. You are in that category now, and you used to be so high up. And to give reference to your Brett Veach thing, Brett Veach got rid of Tyreek Hill, and he went and got Trent McDuffie and George Karlaftis.
Yeah, you're two stalwarts on the defensive side. That's why I say if you have Brett Veach as your general manager, like if we were to have made that trade in Kansas City and got two first-round picks back in return, we'd be like, oh, my God, the dynasty is going to roll on for another generation, right, just based on that trade alone. But there's nobody that can have any faith in what Jerry Jones is going to do as a personnel guy. And you have to wonder, too, if he never hired Jimmy Johnson, what Jerry Jones's legacy would be with the Dallas Cowboys, because that's the only reason they won, Jimmy Johnson. I do firmly believe that. But Jerry Jones is the worst combination that you could possibly get. He's arrogant and he's ignorant all in the same time. You can be arrogant, right? There's nothing wrong with that. You can be ignorant, too. There's nothing wrong with that. But when you combine both of them together, that creates a menace. And that's what Jerry Jones is right now. He's arrogant and he's ignorant. He's arrogant thinking that I'm Jerry Jones. I'm the Dallas Cowboys. I can just offer these guys whatever they want and not talk to their agent and they're going to take the money.
But to be fair, he has that clout.
He does. He's never been told no.
He has never been told in the hallway. He's got the history. He's held on forever. Right. He's got the richest franchise in all of sports.
And nobody's ever stood up to the guy before. Right. And somebody finally did stand up to Jerry Jones. And the ignorance side of things is he just never thought anybody was ever going to stand up to him. And it's me. I'm going to be able to do this. And it's ignorance because you knew where you were with Micah Parsons all along, right? You knew you had to get something done. You should have had the foresight to make that trade before the draft, because if somebody in the press conference had asked, you could have used a pick on this year's team. Now, literally one week before they play, because they play next Thursday night, which now I feel like they're just going to get just destroyed by Philadelphia. I don't think it's going to be much of a game, quite honestly, because look at the other guys in that locker room. You just ripped their heart and soul of their defense away from them a week before you're getting ready to strap it on and play, the defending champions on opening night. What does that do for the morale inside that building and inside that facility, right? It can't be great at all. And at the end of the day, players don't get involved in the contract side of things, but I would imagine man-to-man, everybody thought inside that locker room, it's going to get done. It's not going to be a big deal. We'll have Micah. He'll be here. He'll play with us. And then it didn't happen. The guys aren't going to be pissed off that Micah Parsons didn't get that deal done. Now the anger goes to Jerry Jones, and now the anger goes to that franchise. Best of luck getting your guys to go out there and bust their ass for you this year.
Do you think we're going to see more guys say, hey, I want out. I want a quest. Get me out of here, please.
I think this gives them the right to believe, because like I was saying the other day, one of my best friends, Mike, who's a diehard Dallas fan, I said, what's going on with your boy Jerry? He goes, I don't know, dude. It happens every year, but Michael's signed on Tuesday. They'll play. They'll win 10 games and lose in the playoffs. Yeah. Now that narrative's gone. Like, you have to change that now. And not only that, but like free agents coming, draft picks coming. Like, are they going to want to go play for a circus like this? Because that's what we've called him.
It is.
He's been the guy that runs everything. He loves the soap opera. He loves all this. And they put an end to it with this trade. Like, Micah put an end to it. And, you know, you can have your side and your opinion that Micah Parsons should be a team player first. No, not in the NFL. Not when your owner tries to be bigger than the team. There's a reason why we don't hear from Clark Hunt throughout the year on a radio show once a week. You do in Dallas, and he has nothing to show for it.
But usually the people who talk the most have the least amount of success. I really truly think
this is the beginning of the end of the Jerry Jones legacy in Dallas. I think this is where, if you're the family and you're a son who will eventually inherit the team and take over, this is a really good learning experience. And this is also a way, I'm not saying
son is almost 60 years old.
Right. And I'm not saying that this is a way to throw your dad under the bus, but this is one of those things where like you could save your franchise right now and start working forward and being like, hey, we're going to phase him out. Go talk to some execs. Go talk to some high-level players, the captains of your team, and be like, we're not going to do this way anymore. Mm-hmm. We're going to change the way we do it. That was my dad's way. There's nothing I could do. You kind of know how this is. Like, this is your dad's house. What they say goes. It's under their roof. I have to respect that. He paid for the stadium. Sorry. Like, it's just, you know, whatever it may be. But, like, this is proof now that these players will and can and have – moving forward, say no to Jerry Jones because they're done with it. It's not worth it.
Yeah.
It's It's almost
and
like,
quite honestly, none of these players today even know that Jerry Jones had success.
And you could tell in that press conference, he was shook. Like that was one of those things where it was like, I didn't, April. Yeah. We talked to him. What are you talking? Like you are physically wrecked by this because someone finally said no to you.
Yeah.
The narcissistic sociopathic attitude that he carries as an owner was challenged and won for the first time. Like Goliath beat David. And that's exactly, or David beat Goliath in this situation. And now Micah Parsons goes to Green Bay and he's out of Dallas and we will see what he does this year because that was big news yesterday. That was a win for players in the history of Dallas's organization because so many people have been bullied and pushed around. And eventually the check is, you know, hey, man, I got to accept this because I'm here, you know, whatever. And now Micah Parsons is now in Green Bay. Oh, and by the way, September 28th, Sunday Night Football, Green Bay, Dallas.
Green Bay, Dallas on Sunday Night Football. Going to be fantastic. And it's in Dallas, so that's even better.
Three sacks.
Four. You're going to go with four. What I like about this, though, the first guy said no. Now it's comfortable for everybody else to say no, too. Now
that the
first guy, now that the first guy said no, everybody isn't going to go revert back and just bow to Jerry. Like whatever that was yesterday, he's just up there bloviating and everybody's just, oh, you're so good, Jerry. You're wonderful. The son's sitting there referring to him by his first name, which I find very weird. I've never called my dad Bob, right? Have you guys ever called your dad by their first name before?
No,
right? That would be weird, right? That would be strange. And Stephen Jones is up there, which, by the way, if you're a Seinfeld fan, that's the Mandelbaums running the Dallas Cowboys right now. I mean, that is Mandelbaum as it gets. You got the old geezer and the old geezer up there. I mean, the son is collecting AARP stamps to get 50-cent hash browns at McDonald's, for God's sakes. Yeah,
good for him.
So it's not like they're turning it over to somebody young. If I was the Dallas Cowboys, in all honesty, I'd fix myself a cocktail if I'm Jerry Jones. Right. And I'd go next door and I'd knock on Clark's door and I would say, what's it going to take to get me Brett Veach down here to Dallas? And I would make the grandiose offer. Not that you have to accept it, but that's something that that's what Dallas needs to do, or go offer Howie Roseman everything that you possibly can to turn that organization around. Because if you're the Dallas Browns right now and you're being run by Jerry Jones and you're being run by Stephen Jones and you're looking at yourself right now in the mirror, you're running in a circle, you're chasing your tail, and there's no end in sight. You have to go out there, much like Clark Hunt did, and hire an adult to be in the room to change your franchise over and give it to a guy like Andy Reid. Who that guy is for the Dallas Browns, I do not know. But it is time for them to put the big boy pants on and be a real organization of football and not a marketing arm for the rest of the NFL. Because that's all they are right now. The Dallas Cowboys are a marketing company for the NFL because their product stinks.
Jerry Jones would continue in his press conference yesterday as well.
Micah Parsons had become a cancer in the locker room. And there's only going to be one cancer in that locker room. And it's going to be me. Getting all the press for this trade gets me so hard, I might not even need my dinger pills tonight. The only thing that's keeping me alive is Arby's roast beef, Sammy's Johnny Walker Black, and my masseuse Rolodex. I made this trade because I haven't done anything to sabotage the team in a while. So I was getting antsy. People might say this is a dumb trade, but I bet the under on wins this year, so I'll be just fine. There's nothing I like more than ruining a season before it starts.
That's right.
Sure, I could have traded him before the draft, but I'm a dumbass. I'm not too worried about losing Micah because our kicker can carry us to the Super Bowl. And everyone knows the most important player on a team is the fruity ass kicker.
So that's
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That's Jerry Jones in a nutshell there. That's obviously not Jerry Jones. That is AI
Golly. Wow. Okay.
So, yeah. We'll get to what Michael Irvin had to say about that a little bit later. But last night, another man did it in baseball for the 21st time. Will anybody ever be number one on the list? I'm still waiting and hoping to see it here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan.
Back in on it on a Friday here on Fesco and Dusty. Don't forget, Sports Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Also, speaking of today, tonight, the Red Roundtable at Hollywood Casino is going live at 6 o'clock till 8 o'clock. Roundtable discussions with Danon Hughes, Mitchell Schwartz, and Nate Taylor. Audience Q&A and photo ops as well. Please don't ask for autographs. But Kramer, he'll give you his autograph if you want it.
It's not a great one.
No, I mean, I don't even know if I have... I think I would just scribble. I mean, every time...
I have one, but it's not going to be... You don't want this one. It honestly devalues whatever I'm saying.
Is it a one-on-one?
It's a one-of-one.
If it's a one-of-one, though, I mean, it could increase the value of what you're signing.
It's true. Yeah. It's true.
Except that Cardinals jersey.
Oh, it's okay.
I could sign it and hand it out to somebody. You know.
Would you love it if this guy was a Cardinal?
1-2.
Oh, that one's drilled deep to right field. He has done it! 4 home runs in a game! A 3-run home run!
So that is the Philadelphia broadcast. Kyle Schwarber goes yammy or bridge. 4 times last night.
Pretty big night.
21st player to do that. Third player this year in baseball to do it. Nick Kurtz did it for Oakland, Sacramento. Vegas, whoever, which I owe you lunch, by
the
way.
Yes, you do.
Why is that?
He told me two and a half months ago.
Yeah.
He told me 2.5 months ago, 2 things while we were standing on the field trying to see if we could get any sort of Paul Skene stuff when Pittsburgh is here. He goes, that guy will be a Royal soon. And it was Frazier. And he goes, Nick Kurtz is going to win MVP. Yeah. And I was like, nah, dude, Jacob Wilson's like -500. And he goes, you'll see. And originally I was like, I'll bet you $200.
Yeah, I wish we'd have stayed with that
one. I was like, I'll bet you $200 Jacob Wilson wins MVP. Because I was staring at -500 in June?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden he's like, all right. And I was like, you know what? Honestly, we're both broke as blank. Let's just do lunch. Yeah. He's like, yeah, lunch is smarter. Let's do lunch. And then like 3 weeks later, he goes, so where do you want to get lunch?
Right.
And Nick Kurtz goes like 5 for 5 with 4 home runs. And I'm like, damn it, you're right. So
where are you gonna go? Someplace expensive.
No, yeah, I won't do that sure. to you. Let's Please. Get some Italian yeah. food somewhere.
Yeah, go the biggest bill in town. 1587 is
there
where
we
you
go.
Need
yeah,
to
there
get,
we
right?
go.
No yeah. sides, just yep. the steak. You can't yes, have sir. The sides and all that. But that's cool. I love watching stuff like that in sports. Like when somebody does something that we've only seen 20 other times in the history of the game. And look, that's a long history of Major
Three
League
times
Baseball,
this year's
right?
Insane.
But only 20 other times in the history of the game, right. And then we see it 3 times this season already. Like, Schwarber's just a fun baseball player to have on your team. I mean, you know, some people say, oh, he's just a softball player. What? I'll take Kyle Schwarber on my team any day of the week. He's one of those guys that I think we can all relate to as well. He's a very relatable ball player, a little overweight, a little pudgy, kind of an everyman out there. You see him, you're like, I could do that down there at Miller's Woods in a softball on a Tuesday night and kind of got it hanging over the belt a little bit and whatnot. Like, Kyle Schwarber is just one of those dudes that I think everybody can resonate with. So to see him do that last night was awesome, man. I love it.
It's also one way to break an 0 for 28 streak.
Yeah.
Well, there is that.
Yeah. So this year, Kyle Schwarber hitting .248 with 49 home runs and 119 RBIs. Like, we're having a
leads
big old
the NL.
Yeah. Leads Ohtani.
Mm-hmm.
So now,
how can he not be the MVP right now in the National League?
Because he doesn't pitch.
I understand that.
And he THs.
But if we're going to have that, right, and that thing, not that the MVP, like, I know it matters to the players. We make a lot out of it at times, too. But this guy, Ohtani, will never let go of the MVP based on the fact that he pitches all the time, right? Why can't it just be Schwarber's turn? Just give it to Joe Burrow for no reason. So why can't we just go out here and give it to Kyle Schwarber for no reason whatsoever instead of giving it to Ohtani, you know? Like, just because you pitch and hit doesn't mean you have to be the MVP, because that's boring. Quite honestly, that is a boring way to look at it. Maybe the MVP should be you win it, you can't win it for another 5 years or something like that. Because what Kyle Schwarber's doing, where the Phillies are in the standings, what they've been able to accomplish this year, how do you not put him in the conversation for MVP? We just can't give it to Aaron Judge and Shohei Ohtani every year.
Sure we can. LA and New York media.
That's boring.
Well, I'm just telling you.
I mean, they are freak athletes, though, so I understand why they would be MVPs, but also how Shohei's been pitching recently. I mean, he's been great, but the Dodgers have been losing. When Kyle Schwarber's playing, he's hitting bombs. They're winning games. I think that should also carry more weight rather than just the regular rest of the season.
Well, yeah. You would think, but, you know, it's lazy also, too.
Oh, easily.
I'm just going to vote for Ohtani. I'm just going to vote for Judge. That's lazy. That's voter fatigue. But you got to keep this kind of stuff fresh and see how these players are translating to the success of their team. Are the Phillies one of the best teams in baseball without Kyle Schwarber? I don't know. Are the Dodgers one of the best without Shohei Ohtani? Yeah, they are.
Kyle Schwarber also healthy. For the last 4 years, his last 4 years, home run numbers, 46, 47, 38. He sits currently at 49. I mean, he's 32, probably could get to 400 home runs. He's 67 behind.
Yeah, he's
to 400. Single-handedly won the All-Star game this year. If you remember that,
they
did the swing off. He had the 3 home runs to win the All-Star game. So you have the discussion of, like, if he continues to keep doing this, because it is when he is healthy, when he has at least, I don't know, 400 at bats, or more, he's hit 30 or more home runs except once, because he went through a stretch where he missed a lot of games, and that was from about 2021 to 2020. I guess it was just basically 2020 to 2021 where he wasn't healthy. He didn't play a lot of games, had 11 home runs.
Well, remember, 2020 was only 60 games or whatever it was.
Oh, that's fair. Yeah, that's right. Okay, yeah, that was a COVID year. So, yeah, hit 11 home runs in 59 games. Then the next year, he had 113 games played, 471 plate appearances, 399 at-bats, and hit 32 home runs. Hit 32 in combined teams with Washington and Boston. Forgot that he played for Boston in 2021.
Too,
and then been with Philly ever since. And he's been their leadoff hitter. He's been their power surge. And he is kind of a fun guy. I guess he's not, like, doesn't take his job too seriously. I think when you look at him and Cal Raleigh, it'd be kind of funny in baseball if those two guys won your MVP. One guy's nickname is the Big Dumper. The other guy's Kyle Schwarber, DH, pudgy guy, 5'11", 230.
But see how the DH being in the league now is really good for baseball, because without that, Kyle Schwarber's not playing for the Philadelphia Phillies, right? He's playing with some American League team that maybe he's not getting the run. that he's getting right now. And I'll tell you, man, being in that ballpark last year for our baseball trip, that's the best in-game baseball experience that I've ever
Philadelphia.
Had. Yeah, it is just fun to be in that ballpark. Everybody's singing. Everybody's having a good time. The games are sold out. The electricity in the air is just, you know, it's great. And that was May, you know, like we're beginning in June.
It.
And
it, love it.
It was awesome to be in there. And so I think the playoffs in Philadelphia are going to be a lot of fun this year for the baseball team.
Yeah, you think about it, and they, you know, Kyle Schwarber's having a superstar year, and they have a superstar in their team,
yeah.
And Bryce Harper, and it's like
nobody's talking about him; they're talking about Schwarbs right now,
right? Because he's kind of, I guess, when I look at this, it's he's a relatable athlete. I know that none of us can hit home runs like Kyle Schwarber, but you like look at that guy, like you look at Jack Caglione, right? And you're like, this guy is 6'5", 225, or whatever he is, just completely shredded. You look at Bryce Harper, this guy's just, you know, Aaron Judge, those type of guys. You look at Kyle Schwarber, you're like, I like this guy. You look at Cal Raleigh, you're like, his name's a big dumper, hits bombs from both sides of the plate. I like this guy.
He's only four behind Mickey Mantle for the most by a switch hitter in one season, too. Cal Raleigh.
54?
54 is the record. He's at 50. He may break a Mickey Mantle record, for God's sakes.
Mickey, I mean, that's the 61? Was that when he was chasing Maris?
I don't know what year that was. It could have been 61.
Because they were in the hunt, and then he got the injury to the buttocks.
He did. I'm trying to figure. I don't remember what Mickey finished with that year. It's because he faded at the end, and then Maris. Like, I think Mickey missed like the last month of that season or so.
Do you think we ever see someone hit five in a game? We've never seen it.
Yeah, Mantle had 54 that year in 61.
In 61, he had 54. Okay. So, yeah, he dropped
Roger
out.
Maris
yeah.
at 61 that year. The only criticism is he did more games than Babe Ruth.
That's
Babe
right.
Ruth did 154.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jay.
Yeah. Thanks, Babe.
Yeah. But what did you just say before that?
Will we ever see somebody hit five in a game? Because Schwarber had a chance. And Nick Kurtz had
Nick
a chance.
Kurtz
and
literally
Nick Kurtz
had,
missed it by
yeah.
like...
Yeah, he missed it by a hair, right?
He almost had
never
it.
Seen five in a game.
I don't think we will. I think it's hard to get five at-bats in a game.
Let alone hit a home run.
Yeah,
if you're leading off, yes, that's possible.
It's possible if you're the leadoff hitter. But if you're batting, like, say, 3-9,
you're probably on the third spot.
Maybe.
Past the cleanup spot, then it's going to be really tough.
I mean, we get a lot of strikeouts these days, bro. We get a lot of three ups and three downs, man. End of an inning. You know, you see that a lot in baseball. Today.
21 times it's been done four times. 0 times it's been done five. 3 opportunities here to see it. Nothing's happened. Nick Kurtz almost did it though.
And it'll be somebody you're not even thinking of that nobody even knows that would do it. You know, like some
like Scooter Gennett when he hit 3 for the Reds.
Yeah.
You're like, who?
Is that guy still playing?
No. He's been gone. He might be in the KBO. Might be.
Oh, is he really
probably
playing? Is he? Okay.
Yeah.
He was fun for about 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm. He's a Cardinal killer. So is Kyle Schwarber.
You think Bobby could do it? He hits second. He's got pop.
He could.
Why isn't he leading off?
That's
Ichiro would have been that guy for me.
Well, Ichiro's been quoted to say I could hit 40 home runs in a season, but I just don't. Sure. It's
right.
Like, no, really, he really could probably.
Like he had said that I could hit a home run every at bat if I wanted to. And I'm like, if you can, then do.
Was Ichiro a better pure hitter than Tony Gwynn?
Ooh. Boy.
Ooh, that's.
I mean, yes, because Tony Gwynn didn't have
Ichiro
a lot of power.
And Ichiro could do the slap single where he could bounce it to third base and still beat it out.
And that's all
speed.
Tony did, I feel like.
And Tony was just, he just picked the field apart. He just cut up the field.
He did. He did an unbelievable job at that. But Ichiro would put it over the wall.
True.
You know, I mean, you need one at bat by somebody in major league history to drive in a run from third in a tie game with two outs in the bottom of the ninth. Who are you taking?
Mm. Speaking of those Royals, we go to Detroit and talk to
Bobby. It's a loaded question.
I think I know who I'm taking. I'll give you the answer on the other side.
Bobby Scales of Detroit will join us on the other side to talk about this massive series that goes on this weekend at the K, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We'll talk to Bobby Scales next here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
Hey, it's Vinny Pasquantino, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent.
That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.